I appreciate the Lord tonight, amen. Appreciate this new year that He's allowed us to be partakers in. Amen. If it wasn't for the good grace of God, a lot of us could be buried on a hill somewhere over yonder and in a grave. We could be busted up. We could be maimed. We could be in the hospital like so many tonight. But I thank God that we're here. Thank God that we're healthy or we're getting there. Amen. And we just appreciate the Lord for what He does. I thank God tonight for what He's done for me. Amen. Thank God for being with me, for ministering to me, for being my ever-present help in a time of storm. I have storms just like you do, but I thank God that there's a God in the midst of every storm. I know He is because He's there with me. Brother Dave, He's promised me that He'd never leave me nor forsake me. Now, can I just testify for a minute tonight? I can just brag on my Lord what He's done for me this past year. I thank Him for every time He's been there with me when the darkness would overshadow me and it seemed like old devil just like to suck me in and destroy me and beat me down. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus was there with me whenever things was going bad and it seemed darkness was around. Praise God, there was always that light in the distance. And praise God, you could begin to seek that light and begin to look for the light. And praise God, the light would brighten. Praise God, and it would illuminate wherever I was at. And boy, I thank God for that light tonight that shines in those dark places. I remember a time when I was down on my knee and I was just discouraged, I'll be honest. And I was there and I was going through times, and sometimes I'd like feel like I couldn't breathe, like there's an elephant sitting on my chest and things like that. And you know what I could do, Brother Bill? I could shut my eyes and just call on Him and praise God in just a minute. It was just like it was a warm feeling. Like arms would embrace me and snuggle me up and He'd say, "It's all right." The breath would come back and praise God, I could feel joy down in my soul. Amen. That's just God tonight. Hey, I'm glad I've got somebody I can go to. Amen. When it seems dark and dismal, I'm glad He's my God tonight. I'm glad I love Him, and I'm glad He loves me. I'm glad He come to where I was at. He comes to me where I'm at when I can't get to Him. Praise God, He knows where I'm at, and He knows where to get to me at. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Amen. If it wasn't for that, I'd say, oh, Paul said, I'd be among all men most miserable. But thank God, in time of my misery, there's a great big God there, amen, to bring me out of it, to uplift me and encourage me, to show me the way, praise God, out of that dark place. And I thank Him tonight for all those times that He's been there with me this past year. I thank Him, praise God, for the times He's blessed. I thank the Lord tonight for the times He's moved through this little place. I thank for every time that He's helped every family. I thank Him for every time that He's helped every individual, praise God. I thank Him for that power that He ministers to us, that He gives us in a liberal fashion. Just to show us that He loves us. Just to show us tonight how much He cares for us. Hey, I just praise Him tonight from the bottom of my heart for what He does, what He's doing, and what He's going to do in the days ahead. Amen. I don't think He's finished. Amen. I think He's only just begun. And I think it's time in this late hour that we live that we just allow the Lord to work in our lives, Brother Robert, to do those things in us, praise God, He'd like to do for us tonight. He's a great big God. It's worthy to be praised. And if we just call upon Him tonight, He's there to, amen, for us to worship, and He's there to minister to our heart, to give us what we tend to need this evening, praise God, from the very throne room of grace. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. That's my God. That's the one I serve tonight. Amen. I love Him. I thank Him for being there. I thank Him for being my Lord and my Savior, my ever-present help in a time of trouble. Bless His name. Amen. Having said all that, if you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to the 61st Psalm. The 61st Psalm. We do appreciate the Lord and all that He does. Amen. He's His mercy that endures forever. Amen. Gets better all the time. Amen. We ever get hooked up just right and realize how good God is. We could ever realize how much He loves us. We could ever realize, amen, how much He cares for us and how much He wants to care for us. Amen. That's two different principles, caring for us and caring for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He cares for us with a godly care. And He cares for us, praise God, with the abundance that heaven has. Amen. Praise God. Hey, when the devil gets discouraged, he says, well, you ain't got much. Say, praise God, I got all that the Father has. Amen. Praise the Lord, I got all that the Father has. Bless His holy name. The 61st Psalm. Amen. Verse 1. You want to stand with us in honor of reading of this? I like this psalm right here. The Bible says, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been my a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will hide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings." Selah. I believe if Thomas stopped there and he said, "Hey, what do you think about that?" And give you just a minute, just take your breath and just ponder in your heart what he'd said. And say, just what do you think about that? And he goes on and says, "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thee forever, that I may daily perform my vows." I was reading this and I got looking and thinking on this as I can see in my mind's eye David writing this down. And he said, "Hear my cry, O God." Amen. "And attend unto my prayer." He said, "Lord, would you hear me and pay attention to what I'm saying?" Amen. But you know, I don't think there's ever time when we go in earnest prayer before God, amen, with a humble heart and the right spirit, that God don't hear us. The Bible said God hears and answers prayer. Ain't you glad tonight? Praise God that you can talk to Him just like I'm talking to you. And God will hear, amen, from the throne of grace, and He'll attend. He'll pay attention, praise God, what you got to say. Now that boggles my mind when I think about a great big God, a God of the universe, with probably at any one time thousands upon thousands of people, Brother Bill, in the world that's a calling on His name. People in trouble, people in hardship, people rejoicing, people praising. And praise God, the good God of glory, our God, our great big God, praise God, doesn't miss a word. Amen. But I tell you, that ought to excite your heart tonight, amen, to think our God is big enough, praise God, that when we pray, He can hear. Amen. He can hear, not only hear, but He can answer prayer. He says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed." Amen. He said, when I get to the bottom, when I get to a place, when I get to a place of hiding, when I'm hiding out, when I don't know what to do, he said, praise God, I can call on God, and God, I know you can hear me. I know you can attend to my voice. I know that you can pay an attention to me because He's an individual God. Ain't you glad tonight, praise God, that He's an individual God? Amen. He's not just Bill's God. He's not just Brother Robert's God, but praise God, He's all our God. He's our God. Amen. Hey, He created us that we might adore Him. Amen. We might give Him praise and honor, praise God. And old David go on, he said, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Amen. Praise God. I want to say, praise God tonight. He's a rock, praise God, that's higher than me. He's a rock, praise God, that's higher than you. He's a rock, praise God, that's set up, amen, in such a place. Praise God. The world can't attain to it. They can't see it. But praise God tonight, I'm glad I can see that rock. Praise God. When I'm down, when I'm dismal, when I don't know what to do, praise God, when I'm ready to throw in the towel, praise God, I can see that rock that's higher than me. Hey, you know, because I use it as a hiding place. Amen. There's a cleft in that rock, praise God. And I get in that cleft and He hide me. Yeah. It don't matter where. Hey, it don't matter what's coming down the pike. Praise God. He's a rock, praise God, that we can stand upon. He's a rock that's higher, praise God, than anything the world can't overcome it. The world can't overflood it. The world can't overflow it. Praise God, because it's greater than the world. There is a rock, praise God, a strong foundation, praise the Lord tonight, in which we can establish our goings. Amen. A place we can camp out. Praise the Lord. He said, "Lead me to the rock that's higher than me." Amen. Hey, if we ever get to that rock, praise God, that's higher than us, If we ever get to realize that rock is higher than us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, ain't nothing. Hey, ain't no telling what God will do for us. And we realize, begin to realize that He's a great big rock. Praise God. And that rock is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He told Peter, said, "Thou art a rock." He's that little stone. He said, "Praise God, I'm a rock. A rock is the rock of your salvation. Amen. The rock of your foundation, praise God." He said, "That's who I am." And old David, he'd say, "Lead me to the rock that's higher than I." Amen. He said, "For thou hast been a shelter for me." You ever have to go hide behind a rock? You ever have to go hide behind a rock, hide to get behind Jesus? When the world tried to assail you, praise God. I tell you, a place of safety, it's in the Lord. Amen. I would to God that these young people in their church would realize, and these young couples and things, realize, praise God, there's a place you can run and hide, and it's in the Lord. Yes, amen. You cry out to Him, praise God. He can put you out of the world, put you into a place of safety. Amen. He has a place of safety for every one of us. He goes on and says, it's a high tower. Amen. And a strong tower from the enemy. Amen. He said, "He's a place that He can put you, He can lift you up." Praise God! He can a place of exaltedness away from the enemy. Amen. Praise God! If we ever realize there's a place God can put us, there's a place God has put us away from the enemy. Amen. And it's a rock, and it's Lord Jesus Christ. He puts us. Praise God! He gives us a place that's away from the enemy. Amen. When we get in, you say, "Well, preacher, the enemy still get to us. Not if we hiding in the rock." Amen. If we're hiding in the rock, praise God, no devil can come by and tempt us. No devil can try to come by to dissuade us. But praise God, there's one that's greater than the devil. Amen. And it's that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's that high place where David said, if He'll lead me to. See, God will lead you to that place of safety. There's times in your life. Amen. There's times in your life, praise God, that if you feel like you're all alone. You feel like you're out there all by yourself. You feel like nobody cares. And you look around, it seems like there's no one there at all. But you can get to talking to Him. Amen? You can get to calling Him by His name. And you can say, "Dear Lord and Savior, dear Jesus, I know You're there because You promised You'd be there." And all of a sudden, it seems like the portals of glory open up, amen, and all the help from heaven, all the glory from heaven comes down about you, comes down around you, God begins to bless you. Amen. It's that strong place, it's that tower, praise God, where God sets us up, amen, where the enemy can't get to us. Amen. They try to beat you down, they try to discourage you, try to dissuade you. Amen, but there's a God of glory, amen, that sets you up. He said, you know what? You can take confidence. You know what's wrong with most people today? We don't have assurance in our Savior. Amen. If we ever get to the assurance and Savior, praise God, of that rock, that high place, praise God, we'd have enough confidence to withstand the wiles of the devil. Amen. We'd have the confidence, we'd have assurance in our hearts that God Almighty is God supreme. And that Jesus Christ, praise God, has overcome the wiles of the devil. Hello? He's overcome death. Amen. What have we to fear? If our Lord Jesus Christ has already overcome, He's our rock, He's our high place, He's already overcome everything, praise God, even death. What have we to fear? Death's the only thing that can take us out of here. And if you're a child of God, death ain't nothing but a graduation day. Promotion day, praise God, when we move out of here and go on to glory to be with Him. And David says, because this, he said, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. He said, I've done figured out a safe place here. He said, I ain't going to get away from God. I think what's happening in our churches today, praise God, we don't realize that there's safety in Lord Jesus Christ. And the first thing happens, we run away from the house of God. When we ought to be running to, David said, lead me. Amen. Lead me. He said, bring me to it. Lead me to that rock. Lead me to that strong place, that stronghold. Amen. That strong tower from what? The enemy. They said, I need somebody to lead me away from the enemy. Well, what we do a lot of times, we play right in the hands of the enemy. Anytime that we get away from God, we're playing right into the hands of the enemy. And we do it all, people do it all around us, do it all the time. First time somebody does something come up, they'll run away from the house of God. They'll run away from that place of hell. Amen? And you know what you do when you do that? You run right in the arms of the devil. Amen? I'm not just telling it right tonight. I'm telling the truth. If we get away from God, we're running right into the arms of the devil. He'd like nothing better for me and you. That's why he fights us so hard when we get ready to go down to the house of God. I guarantee the devil told you not, hey, you know what? There ain't going to be many there. Why don't you just stay home? Amen? Now, I guarantee tonight some folks listen. But I wonder who was telling them that. Who's telling you to stay out of the house? It ain't God. Amen? It ain't the Lord. Amen? It's the devil tells you to stay away from God and God's people. Amen? He don't want you to get no help. He wants to keep you discouraged and defeated. He wants to keep you, praise God, out there by yourself without any comforter. Amen? I'm just telling on him tonight. He don't like you. Amen? I just start out the new year right, praise God. I'll just tell on the devil. He don't like you. He's the devil. Amen? He's a deceiver. He's a liar from the very beginning. And all he's going to do is tell you lies. But David said, there's a strong place. And he said, there's a place where I can buy in the tabernacle of the Lord forever. Amen. I don't know about you. That's what I want to do. Hey, amen. I want to leave this little old church, praise God. And I want to leave this old world. And I want to be in the presence of the Lord. I want to spend eternity with Him. Let me rephrase that. I'm going to spend eternity with Him. Amen. And there ain't nothing nobody can do to stop me. Amen. I'm heaven bound with the hammer down, as old J.R. would say. Whoopee! Praise the Lord. I'm going out of here, praise God, because I've got this place, I've got this blessed assurance that He'd give me. And He says, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, what I'm doing. He said, I'm going out of here. I'm just getting on the high place. I'm getting up there with God. I'm going to stay close to the Lord. I'm going to have Him. He's just going to wrap His big old arms around me, praise God. And He's going to pull me close. He said, and I'm going to stay right there in the safety of the arms of God. What do you think about that? Amen. Hey, when the devil gets to telling you, you ought to just quit and give up. You ought to just stay at home, praise God. What you ought to do is say, huh? I'm going up there and getting arms of God, devil. What do you think about that? Amen. Praise the Lord. He gets a pounding on you, praise God. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. He can't stand that. Hey, the demons of hell, when Jesus walked there, they didn't like him to even come around. He said, we know who you are. Amen. They know they tremble. Bible said they tremble. The very presence, name of Jesus Christ. But old David said, hey, I'm going to put my trust, I'm going to abide in the tabernacle forever, so I'm going to trust in the precious arms of God. He said, I'm just going to stay right here. He said, I know God hears me. He hears and answers prayers. He said, I'm just going to snuggle up close to Him. I'm going to get in the safety of that rock, which is Christ Jesus. He said, I'm going to find a hiding place in Him, that high tower, praise God, that'll protect me from my enemies. Who's the enemy today? It's the devil, Satan, Slewfoot, the deceiver that wants to deceive us and destroy us and bring us down, praise God. But there's a God of glory who wants to lift us up. Amen. Yes, wants to encourage us every step of the way. Amen. Show us the right way. Hello? Hey, there's a lot of people today ain't looking for the right way. But there is a way that's right. Even in this old world we live in today, you say, well, preacher, you know, we just kind of got to go with the flow. No, we don't. Amen. You go with the flow. The flow will take you downstream somewhere. Deposit you on the bank somewhere. Amen. Like an old saw log. But praise God, if you'll stay with the Lord, praise God, He'll get you safe in glory with Him someday. And Psalmist David, he goes on right, for thou, O God. Amen. I like it when they recognize the Lord God. He said, for thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me. Now I like this right here. Now listen to this carefully. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. He said, praise God. He said, you give me a godly heritage. He said, you give me something to build upon, that you give me some people that I can look at and I can see God in them. Hey, praise God. Hey, probably some good old saints that had seen down through the ages and had stayed with the stuff, had kept their eyes on God. Hey, even when he was faltering along, praise God, in his own life, praise God, he could look and see some old saints of God that just kept plowing on for the glory of God. Amen. He could see them. He said, God, I thank you for that godly heritage that you've left me. Amen. I wonder tonight what kind of godly heritage we're going to leave behind for our youngins. I wonder what godly heritage we're going to leave along for these little ones like Lily and Landon and Miss Emma and these others that's coming along, praise God, behind us. Hey, it's time that some of these younger folks begin to start stepping up and just start filling our shoes. But the only way they're going to do that, praise God, is if we live a good godly example. Amen. As if we talk right, walk right, and show them, praise God, there's a right way, praise God, and there's a wrong way. Amen. Hey, it's time we start showing them there is a wrong way. Amen. But boy, there's a right way. And that right way is pleasing to a holy and righteous God. There's a way that leads into repentance, that way that leads into righteousness and godliness. Amen. The Lord don't like that. Amen. Had some folks stand up here a couple of weeks ago, tried to say that they some things right and they some things wrong. And they persecuted them. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, old Mr. Robinson. Now, I don't agree with everything they done from Duck Dynasty. Amen. But he stood up for morals. He stood up for what's right. He told them from the Word of God, said, this is what God says. He said, there's some things that's wrong. And said, they said, hey, amen. And God says it's wrong, then it's wrong. Didn't back down. Amen. And so they said, well, we'll just cancel you, but we'll kick you out. The family the family got behind him and said, no, you know what? If you kick him out, we're going with him. Because we believe just like he does. Amen. You know what they done? They reevaluated the situation. They got him. They scheduled him for another year. What are you saying? I said all that to say this. It's time that we stood up, praise God, realize we got something worth standing for. Oh, we got a heritage, praise God, to pass down to these little old children. Amen. We got a heritage in the Lord Jesus Christ that we need to be willing to have passed down. And Landon, you need to really be willing to step up and take that heritage and say, I'm going to make the Lord Jesus Christ a Lord of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, hey, we've got something worth fighting for. Hey, what we got is right. What we got is real. Amen. The rest of this stuff is just deception. It's smoke and mirrors, man. Amen. We're getting snookered in. But praise God, David said, hey, look, you know what? He said, I'm just going to trust the Lord what I vow to Him because I know that He has preserved me a heritage. Amen. Give me a prosperity in the land, praise God. He said, hey, I'm setting up. I'm going to try to do right. I've seen others go plow through, praise God, and make it the victory. I'm going to plow through, make it a victory. So maybe one of my boys, one of my little youngins, praise God, can come along behind. Amen. Have you ever thought what would happen if you give up? But Kevin, have you ever thought what happened if you quit? A little old boy that watches you, idolizes you, amen, sees what you're doing. Amen. What if you quit? He probably quit too. Amen. But see, that's why there's no place to quit. Hey, David said, there's a heritage before me. And praise God, he said, I won't keep plowing on, so there'll be a heritage behind me. Amen. In this new year, praise God, we ought to have a desire in our heart, praise God, to preserve a heritage. Amen. Praise the Lord. To go forward this year and not backwards. Amen. He said, thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Amen. Now I wonder, I think about this and I looked at old King David, amen. And he said, hey, you know what? He said, I should have been dead a long time ago. He said, they've tried to assassinate me. They've tried to spear me. They've tried to run me down like a dog. He said, I should have been dead. He said, but praise God. God had a godly heritage. Amen. He was a setting up and praise be. Hey, I can just see me about it. I took about a lap after he wrote this. And I said, praise the Lord. I'm glad God allowed me, amen, to just keep plowing on. Amen. I can keep this heritage going. Amen. Well, I tell you, we ought to shout to praise God. We come in the house of God. Amen. And we're here. We're able to carry on the heritage.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. What a hope. What a promise we have. We can have a generation after generation of people that love the Lord. I mean, I was talking to a fellow up there at a hospital today. And a lady come in. And her mother's my neighbor at the end of the road. And several years ago, she's got bad now, got dementia, and she amazing thing about that, they said, you know what, she can quote the Bible, she can sing M.O. hymn songs, but she can't tell you who you are. I said, whoopee, what about that? But a few years ago, before that little old dear little old lady got this dementia stuff, she called me up one day. I just got in from work, and she said, "Jeff," she said, "I need you to come by. I need to see you about something." Amen. I said, "All right, sis." I said, "As soon as I get up there, I'll be there." I got out, went up there, and she said, "Come in here." She said, "I got something I want to give you." I went in there, and she had an old black back Bible. Amen. Looked like it had been somebody had been in it a whole lot. And she said, "Here," said, "I want you to have that." I said, "Ma'am," said, I can't take that." She said, "Yeah." She said, "It belongs to you." She said, "One day your papa come this way, and after church he come home with us. He come home for dinner, and we was sitting there, and we was talking about that blessed old book. And I told him with sadness, I said, 'Preacher, we don't have a Bible. We can't afford one, and we don't have one.'" He said, "Your papa, he give me this old black back Bible." And told her, "Amen." Says, I said, "No, preacher, that's your preaching Bible." He said, "No." He said, "That's your family Bible. Praise be." And she put that in my hands. Praise be to God. And when I got that thing, I began to look at it. I began to look through it. A little old scribbly marks. I've only had third grade education. But praise God, he had a heritage. And he was going to leave behind something strong, praise God. And some little old snot-nosed boy come along one day, praise God, and pick up and look at it and realize, praise God, it was a heritage from the Lord. I never thought about it. I get nervous before I preach. I sit there and I rub my Bible on the back. Amen. I guess I don't know why. Just nervousness, I guess. She handed my Bible and I got looking at it. I flipped it over on the back. Guess what? It was a perfect handprint. But my papa's hand wore in the back of that old black back King James Bible.
Yeah.
Well, glory. He must have got nervous too. Well, glory. We serve a great big God who's able, praise God, to preserve a heritage. Amen. In this last days we live, praise God, if we don't deserve a heritage, amen, it's because we don't deserve God. Amen. But I won't say, praise God, God's made us deserving. Gave us the opportunity, praise God, to love Him and, praise God, come alongside Him for the glory of His magnificent Son. To get that help. And that generation, that perseverance, that preservation that God gives us. He said he shall abide before God forever. Amen. A kingdom that'll stand. Amen. Only God can do that. Amen. The world shows us in our history kingdoms have come and kingdoms fall. Amen. But he said, praise God, God's desired. He set up a kingdom that'll stand forever. He said, oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may what? Preserve him. What'll preserve us? What'll preserve a heritage? What'll preserve my heritage? What'll preserve your heritage? Mercy and truth will preserve that heritage. Amen. These old folks, these old fellows that went before us, praise God, they could quit. They could have given up. But praise God, what would that have done? It would have let somebody down along the way. Because somebody was watching them. Amen. My Uncle Cotton, I loved him. I loved him to death. Me and him, my dad, go up there and we'd sit on a hill and we'd look at them old cows. Sit there and watch them eat. Chewing them cuds. Sit there and talk. But there's many a time me and him go up there. I'll never forget one time I was sitting up there on the hill and it was a pouring the rain. We was in that old tobacco barn. He was sitting there and I pulled up. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm sitting here listening to it rain." And you hear it on that tin roof. He said, "Get you a chair." Had a couple old chairs, old straw bottom chairs there. And he pulled it up there and sat there. And I sat there a minute and both of us never said a word. Oh, God looked at him with tear running down his face. Ain't God good? I said, "Uncle, he's good. Praise God. He's good. He's good to us. Praise the Lord. God, hey, what did God do? God was using him to preserve an inheritance, praise God. Something that we can cling to. Something that I can cling to. So I can tell my youngest, hey, there's something better, praise God, for you." Amen. Had a desire in him. I'll never forget. I'll never forget him. He's 80. Way up in his 80s. He's like 80 when I first got him. And I was filling in down at Flow Gap. And I called him up. I went up there to him. I said, Uncle Cotton, I said, having homecoming down there at Low Gap. Cousin Alvin and him all down there. I said, I wonder you come preach homecoming for me. And he said, well, son, said, if I'm able to talk, if I'm still here, praise God, I'd be glad to. Amen. He's 80 years older, right at 80 then. And maybe a little older, praise God. And we went and picked him up because he couldn't drive no more. He got on his Sunday best. Amen. Cleaned up. He went down there and had a little singing. Praise God. He got up there behind that blessed old pulpit. Amen. I thought, well, you know, he'd get up there and say a few words, maybe read a little scripture. But praise God, he got up there behind that old sacred desk, opened up that old King James Bible, read a few verses of Scripture. Amen. God turned him loose, and that old man preached for about 35 minutes, just like I'm a preaching tonight, with the power of God on him. I pray God magnifying and glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, his Lord and his Savior, praising him, bragging on him for all that he'd done for him. I praise God where he brought him from and where he's taking him to. Amen. Still had it in him. Why? Because it was a heritage. One hand down. Year before last, I asked him to come do homecoming here. Took sick. He said, if I'm able, said, I will. Amen. Took sick. Just about died. Amen. Matter of fact, they called us that Sunday. Me and Teresa rushed down there, went in the room, and he was plumb out of it. Children all around, a weeping and a crying. Said, Daddy's leaving out of here. We prayed and told God, put him in God's hands and said, Lord, it's all yours. Amen. He's run well and he's finished his course. But you know what happened? God wasn't done yet. God done what? You know why? Because he said he was really looking forward to coming up our preaching. He said he was in his heart. He was looking forward. You know what happened? We went and prayed that day. He's about gone. The next morning, they said he sat up in bed. He looked at Pat and said, hey. He said, I'm starved to death. Amen. Said he went in there and ate about 3 biscuits and gravy. He said, ain't the day today to go to dialysis? And she said, well, Daddy, yeah, but said you ain't got the strength. You ain't able to do that. He said, well, don't I need to go? He said, well, yeah, if you can. Amen. So he crawled out there, got in the car, went to dialysis. 3-4 hours of dialysis. Went back home, said on the way home, he said, you know what? He said, I'm about starved to death. They went back home, ate 2 big old helpings of spaghetti. Amen. Praise the Lord, began to get his strength back. Why? Because he had one more time in him. Amen. He wanted to just come standing behind this blessed old sacred desk. And said, there's a God that loves you. And I do too. Amen. That's what he said that morning. He said, God loves you. And I do too. Whew. Praise the Lord. Went back home 2 or 3 days later, took sick again and went out of here. But you know what he was doing? He was paving the way for a heritage. Amen. He said, hey, you know what he was telling this little old preacher? He said, no matter if you don't feel like it, praise God, do it anyway. Amen. Preach on. That's right. Praise the Lord. That's that mercy and that truth that's prepared. That mercy and truth that'll preserve him. Amen. I want to tell you, praise God, there ain't nothing wrong with mercy and truth. People all the time tell me, well, preacher, you know you need to do this and you need to go and know in this new way. And this, I'll tell you what we need. We need mercy and truth. We need the Word of God. We need a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not about gimmicks, not about things that we do, but about what God can do for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the psalmist goes on, he closes with this, and I'll close with this. He said, so I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. See, I got to thinking about that. David up there before, he said, you know what, Lord? He said, if you'll restore me, if you'll help me, get me back where I need to be, he said, I'm going to give you praise and glory. I'm going to magnify your name. Amen. He said, hey, listen. Now I'm going to sing praises to you. Amen. And I'm going to perform daily those vows that I made. You know, the Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make one and break it. Amen. You say, well preacher, I'm going to praise the Lord. We make these resolutions on New Year's. Say, I'm going to study read my Bible more. I'm going to praise God more. I'm going to get involved more. Let me just encourage, don't lie, God. Amen. If you made a vow to do that, you better keep it. Amen? Because he might put you flat on your back somewhere so that you have time to read your Bible. Time to praise the Lord. Time to pray to God. Amen? But the psalmist here, he said, Lord, so you hear me? Can you pay your attention to me? It's just a minute. I've got something I want to tell you. Amen? Because I want to tell you, pray God, thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for bringing me, getting me past the enemy. Thank you for giving me encouragement. Thank you for giving me a heritage. Amen, in the Lord. Amen. What is our heritage tonight? What is our heritage? What kind of heritage are we going to leave behind? Amen. That's the title of my message tonight, our heritage. What heritage are we going to leave behind? What heritage are you going to leave behind? See, it's not up to me what heritage you leave behind. It's up to you what heritage you leave behind. And starting tonight, this brand new year, I want to encourage you, praise God, to start you a godly heritage. Amen? You say, well, preacher, how do I do that? It means you focus on God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? You set out, praise God, to allow Him to be the Lord of your life. You include Him in your life. You include Him in your decisions. You include Him, praise God, in your goings, in your comings, in your setting downs. Amen? You include God. Make Him the Lord of your life. That's why, you know why David could write all these songs, why he loved, because he included the Lord in his life. The only time David messed up was when he got away from God, didn't include the Lord in his life. I wonder what happened if that night he was up on the rooftop, if he'd have been talking to the Lord and praying. Huh? When old Bathsheba come out there and started stripping off, praise God, he'd have turned his head and he'd said, Lord, hide my eyes. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And He'd do the same thing for me and you, praise God, if we'll let Him. But our heritage, what's our heritage now? What's your heritage? You say, well, preacher, it ain't been good. It ain't going good. Well, praise God, you can start right now. I start saying it ain't your fault, but it is. It's your fault, amen. Just decide not, you're going to have a different heritage. Amen. Because you know why? Because, Brother Jeff, our children's going to be just like we are. Amen. They're going to be, and 20% less when it comes to God. But what kind of heritage are we going to leave behind? Are our children, our grandchildren, are they going to come along and fill our shoes? I'm afraid in a lot of our Baptist churches today that when old Brother Bill's gone and old Brother James is gone and some of these others is gone, who's going to fill their shoes? Who's going to step up and carry that torch, that good old gospel torch? Who's going to carry on that heritage? You know what? You know who's going to do it? Those that said, you know what? Papa had a good heritage. Daddy had a good heritage. Mama had a good heritage. I'm going to follow her. I'm going to follow in her footsteps. But you know what it'll take to have? It'll take for me and you in order to get them to make that decision? It's going to take me and you desiring the Lord Jesus Christ, living for Him, and loving it.